Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my conversation with Washington County Environmental Health Food Safety Specialist Jason Taylor, speaking about some tips for preparing holiday meals safely this year. This is part two of a two-part interview.
Is there anything that people should do to protect their leftovers? I mean, keeping it warm and then toss it in the fridge?
Yeah, and once you decide to put it in the fridge, you want to put it in shallow pans, if you can, metal pans. Plastic holds too much heat, and then you want to leave the lids off of it and put it on the top shelf of your fridge. And so nothing that's raw or anything else that can drop into the fully cooked products that you have. You want to try to get the heat down from 135 degrees to 70 degrees within 2 hours, and then from 70 to down to 35 or 30 to 41 within an additional 4 hours. So you have 6 hours to get your products cool enough so they can keep the bacteria from growing in them.
Right, you don't want anybody to get sick at your Thanksgiving meal.
That's right, yep.
Or the days after, I suppose.
Yeah.
And when you're ready to eat some of those leftovers the next couple of days, are there any things that people need to keep in mind as far as reheating is concerned?
Yeah, for reheating, you want to get back, since it's been cooked once already, you want to get to 165 degrees within 2 hours for the next time that you reheat it. So that'd be in a microwave or on the stovetop. And then after you've reheated it, a lot of times it's best just to dispose of it, that just because the product quality is going to go down. So only reheat what you're going to eat or what you feel you're going to eat for that that meal.
So it's better to serve up one helping, heat it up, and then come back if you want more instead of heating up the whole pan.
Yep, that's right. Yep.
And with Thanksgiving, with all of these things to keep in mind, is there a place that people can look these up? Like the temperatures things should be heated up to?
Yeah, there's multiple different places through Iowa State Extension has quite a bit of things. There is hotlines that you can call also. If you buy a Butterball turkey, there's a hotline that goes with that.
The famous hotline.
That's right. So just remember your turkey is 165 degrees when you cook it, and you want to probe it in multiple locations, the thighs and the legs and the into the breasts, and also to make sure that it's done. That pop-up timer on them, I wouldn't trust that too much. Depending on if they have it close to the bone or away from the bone or sideways in there, or just what, that you're not going to get a true accurate reading by that. So I always definitely have a good digital thermometer with a thin probe that you can test them with. So.
And with Thanksgiving, do you have a favorite dish that you like to have during your meal?
Yeah, we like butternut squash. So.
Okay.
Yeah, so we make that every year. And the turkey's awful good too.
Does your family ask you for advice then with all of these tips?
Yeah, and I do most of the cooking, or try to anyways. We travel back and forth different places and have people come into the home too. So,
and if people are traveling, I know that my family, we kind of have a potluck, so to speak. Is there any advice you have for taking those casseroles in the car?
Depending on how far you're going to be, if you can cook them on the site when you get to where you're going, that it's easier to keep things cold than to keep them hot. If you're just going across town, you could wrap it in a towel or that will probably hold the heat in long enough to get you to where you're going, and then throw it back in the oven just to maintain. You don't want it to drop much below 135 degrees. Otherwise, you're going to run the risk of making somebody sick.
That's been today's Washington Page with Jason Taylor, Washington County Environmental Health Food Safety Specialist, giving some advice for cooking holiday meals this year. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News. Hear part one of our interview at kciiradio.com.